Rashi quotes the Medrash in the beginning of the Parsha. Now, what is the juxtaposition between the sin of the Meraglim, which is the beginning of this week's Parsha, and the end of last week's Parsha of Miriam's punishment for speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi says that the spies, the Meraglim, they should have learned a lesson from Miriam, who was punished for speaking Lashon Hara. And yet, Rav Alalachu Musar, instead of learning from the mistake of the Meraglim, they repeated it, and they spoke Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. So, what's the connection between the two? Like, what's the Rashi getting at? What's the Chazal saying? There's a famous pshat from Rav Soloveitchik in terms of the connection between the Chet of Miriam and the Chet of the Meraglim. We know there's a mitzvah of Zachar Shama Shabbos, a Kocho Kiddush Friday night, Zechiris Amalek. One is to remember the sin of Miriam. The question is like, why that sin? There's so many other events to remember. We know Lashon Hara is pretty bad, but why would it be on this kind of level? So, for Soloveitchik to explain, it wasn't the sin of Lashon Hara. In fact, it's a whole discussion whether, if you actually, Rav Elchanan explains to Chafetz Chaim, if you actually tell the truth, it's not really Lashon Hara. But usually Lashon Hara is, you don't have the full truth. You only know half a story. So what Miriam said was true, but she didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Avon Nevi'im. When the Rambam writes that all other prophets were different. They came in a dream when they were not awake. Only Moshe was able to initiate. So the mistake that Miriam made was that she knew Moshe was a Navi, but she didn't realize how great of a Navi. She didn't realize that he was Av HaNaviim, like the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, that he was the Av HaNaviim, and he had a special quality about him. I think that if Soloveitchik says he had a special segula quality, that he had, that he saw it directly, his Torah was on a different level. Right? So therefore, it wasn't just the sin of Miriam, but it was as Rav Elchanan writes, it's a fundamental. You were doubting Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, and that was the problem. So to hear the Meraglim, they spoke about the land of Israel. Instead of really Eretz Yisrael was the Makam Kadosh, the Makam HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvahs HaTchuyas Ba'aretz, Kedushas Ha'aretz, they just viewed Eretz Yisrael as a place where we live, a political entity. And they didn't view it as a special land. And therefore, that was a mistake. They didn't make the connection. They should have realized that after they saw that Miriam messed up, and not all in the Nevi'im are equal. There's a special situation about Moshe that he's the Av HaNaviim, and therefore you're questioning Yisodei HaEmunah. So too with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is different than Kol Ha'aretz. It's a special land. We have the Gemara tells us in Ksuva, it talks about one who was in Eretz Yisrael. It's like you have a Shechina with you. So many great things the Gemara talks. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. What's the connection between the Meraglim? That the Meraglim didn't learn from the sin. Miriam's sin, based on the segu of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, she didn't realize it was special. That's the same mistake. They didn't realize Eretz Yisrael was special. They treated it like any other land, and therefore that led them afar. And that's why we have the mitzvah of Challah and the Nisachim afterwards, to show that a mistake, that even though they're destined to be punished, but ultimately they're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to learn the lesson The challah teaches us the gratitude that one has, that the challah represents that you begin, the mitzvah challah begins right away when you enter Eretz Yisrael. And you take the, we used to get man, now you have the challah instead of the man, and instead of saying Amotzi Lechem in Hashamayim, you say Amotzi Lechem in Eretz, and you raise it to another level. And that was the sin of the Meragim. They should have took the lesson from Miriam about Segula of Moshe and learned it about Segula of Yisrael, but they did not, and therefore the mistakes they made, and therefore that was the consequence they had to suffer.